In episode 504 of the Primal Potential podcast, I shared my results from a recent assessment of my microbiome. And based on the composition of my own microbiome, there are foods I need to avoid, foods I need to minimize, and foods that I need to maximize. Implementing these recommendations is a big part of how I am pursuing this goal of feeling as amazing as possible. And in episode 504, I share how you can get this information for yourself, and I include a discount code. So the foods that were recommended in my assessment aren't based on the properties of the foods, they're based on the population of my microbiome. I think that's pretty cool. Some of my superfoods are arugula, and garlic, and kale, salmon, asparagus, avocado, broccoli. And my goal on this day is to incorporate them. And I had arugula and avocado with my lunch. I planned to have broccoli and salmon with my dinner, but plans changed and that got moved to tomorrow. I did not sleep well last night. And I think it's because I was hot. Also, I trained pretty hard, and I think that that just maybe had me a little bit dehydrated. I turned off the AC a couple hours before bed, and when I woke up at 2 a.m., I was hot and had trouble going back to sleep. I was also hungry. I grabbed a handful of hazelnuts because that was all that was available. And I don't beat myself up for having a handful of nuts in the middle of the night because primarily it wouldn't help. It's certainly not a pattern. It's certainly not a habit, but it's as simple as I woke up hungry, and I ate something. If it was a pattern or a habit, I might feel differently about it, but no drama, no big deal. My alarm went off at 4:50 and I got up because it's a habit. I don't renegotiate my wake-up time with every alarm. The decision is made at night and the promise is kept in the morning. I refuse to start the day by breaking a promise to myself. When I feel super tired when I wake up, I just get excited about how ready I will be to go to sleep later that night. Perspective. From about 5 to 5:30, I did some journaling, some gratitude, stretching, drank some water. 5:30 to 8, I worked, drank coffee. I went out to breakfast at 8 a.m., which isn't a normal thing, but every once in a while, we do that. I had a breakfast bowl with eggs, veggies, bacon, and a little bit of cheese. I shared that picture on Instagram. From 9 to 1, back to work. And to give a little bit of insight into my work days, the projects vary. Some days are dedicated writing days, other days are podcast days, other days are dedicated to client work. But every day includes some of the same things, like emails, engaging on social media, interacting with clients in our private Facebook groups, and administrative stuff. When I'm working, I practice the discipline of staying off social media unless I'm working on social media, and I stay off email unless I'm working on email. Minimizing distractions for me is a key to productivity and a big opportunity for practice. Around 1 o'clock, I did a 20-minute meditation. Then I had lunch. Lunch was a large salad with arugula, cucumber, tomato, romaine lettuce, hemp hearts. For more on hemp hearts, don't miss episode 505 of the podcast. I didn't have any dressing, so I made some on the fly with the frozen avocado from yesterday that was thawed out, cilantro, garlic, salt, and lime juice. The reason I didn't put any meat on this salad, chicken, fish, etc., is because I had eggs at breakfast, I planned on salmon for dinner, and usually I only eat two bigger meals versus three meals, so I had my protein needs covered, no need to have it in lunch. I'm very mindful to not over consume protein, which I used to do very regularly. 2 to 3, did some reading and note-taking for an upcoming Master's Club webinar. 3 to 5, workout time, that includes drive time, starts with crossover symmetry, then some shoulder stability work, foam rolling and lacrosse ball mobility stuff. The class starts and we do a group warm-up. Then we were working on back squats, sets of 2, ascending in weight. So 2, add weight, 2 more, add weight, etc., 5 times. Then the workout was a killer, 21, 18, 15, 12, 9, 6, 3 of deadlifts, back squats, and sit-ups. a workout stole my soul. It honestly was like, I felt like a zombie for an hour afterwards. So basically you do 21 deadlifts, 21 back squats, 21 sit-ups, then 18, 18, 18, 15, 15, 15, 12, 12, 12, 9, 9, 9, 6, 6, 6, 3, 3, 3. And before I headed home, I did some more crossover symmetry as a cool down. That workout, man, it was hot, it was humid, it was hard. And I intended to cook salmon and broccoli for dinner, but after that gym, or after that workout, as I left the gym, not only did I not want to cook, I didn't want to eat hot food. I was really craving cold food. So I drove to one of my favorite restaurants called the Raw Bar, and I got a naked lobster roll to go. So naked meaning no bun and like no dressing, mayo, basically a big bowl of lobster. And I planned to take it home to eat it, but as I was leaving the restaurant, my girlfriend texted asking if I wanted to get a drink. And the answer was yes. And I'll tell you why, because you might wonder how this ties into feeling amazing and why wouldn't I say no if my goal is to feel amazing? Because to me, enjoying a drink with a friend is part of what I want in what makes me feel amazing. I want to be the kind of person who spends happy, lighthearted quality time with friends without worrying about food or alcohol or going overboard, while also really making amazing choices that make me feel great. So that doesn't mean I want to be the kind of person who lets loose and has five drinks and feels like crap and then orders nachos because I'm buzzed. No. I want to go have a drink, enjoy it, not feel the need to eat, not feel the desire to drink more. And that is exactly what I did. Sometimes I just sip straight tequila, like a shot of tequila, but I sip it. Other times I'll get a dry red wine. Last night I had a vodka soda. I felt great about it. That's how that went. I got home around 10 p.m. feeling proud, feeling tired, and it was probably about 11 p.m. before I fell asleep. So another amazing day.